Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Gentlemen, just a reminder that everything here is pulled from the Personal Image System. The Personal Image System, it's my master level course. I offer it a few times a year. Guys, this course is it's built off decades of research, development, my experience as a custom clothier, having dressed thousands of men. I also take my background in evolutionary biology and I apply it to the science of style and how all this information can help you become a better dressed guy. It's action oriented. It's got an amazing community. We've got live training, 100 plus lessons, body language, etiquette, manners, buy lists. Guys, go check it out. You're not going to be disappointed. And if you want to find it, just type into Google, the Personal Image System. It should pop up. If not, then go check out Real Men, Real Style, and you'll see a banner right over there. Or you can always email me, antonio@realmenrealstyle.com. So now I'm going to talk about action steps that you can take immediately to start seeing improvements in the way that you dress and the way that you present yourself to the world. So one thing I'm really proud about with all of my courses and everything I put out there is I try to give actionable information, because you guys know what it's like. You hear theory, you hear ideas, you can read an entire book on something and it's like, okay, what do I do now? The cool part about improving your style is that you can actually go out there and have some things immediately. You don't even have to do them. Simply, one of my favorites is a guy actually taking his clothing to a tailor to get it adjusted. Yeah, you got to spend a little bit of money, but you simply show up, you try on a few shirts. He or she, the tailor, the seamstress, just pins a few things here or there, says come back in a few days, and all of a sudden, when you wear the same clothing, you look 10 times better. And that's when I can give somebody, tips like that, I love it. Because here's the deal, is when you take action, you are going to see results. When you see results, you're going to feel better. When you feel better, you're going to take more action. See how that loop works? And that's exactly what I want. I want you to be able to build off of these wins. So in today's podcast episode, I'm not going to be able to give you everything that I am able to cover in the Personal Image Formula, which is one of my subsections in my Personal Image System. There I've got this entire great article, 10 steps to up your style in 24 hours. Today I'm going to cover a few of those steps, but hopefully I get you hungry. Hopefully I get you excited. So you go out there, you take these, you build off them. You're like, Antonio was right. Wow. I went out there. And so one of the things, and I alluded to at the beginning, get to know the name of your tailor. Why? Because if you know the name of your tailor, you actually have a relationship with them. You actually bring them in your clothing. And guys, not just your suits. I'm talking everything. Your casual clothing, your casual button-up shirts, your jeans. Look at your jeans. If you've got fraying on the back of your jeans, guess what, guys? They are too long. Just because they're jeans does not mean they can't get adjusted. And even for those of you guys that are really cheap, don't want to spend any money, one, you can either do it yourself. You can hemming your jeans is not difficult. Or you can go and you can ask where you bought them. I remember there were certain menswear stores or even jean outlets that you could ask them, hey, do you guys actually have a service which you can adjust? There were some popular ones. I remember when I was growing up back in West Texas that they would actually adjust it for you right there, no cost. And so ask. When you start to think about things like that, you realize this is actually a service they provide, but they didn't think to ask me if I wanted. And if you can get a lot of this stuff for free. So, and that's another cool part, is many of these action steps aren't going to cost you any money. So first action step, this one's going to take you maybe 15 minutes and it's going to make it so easy to up your style. One of them, simply download an amazing app onto your phone, which helps you dress better. So I've got one, go grab the Real Men Real Style app. Why do I recommend this app? Because guys, I spent like $5,000 on it and it's free and it's friggin' awesome. So go over there. And so what's really good about my app? Okay, in many ways, it repeats what is available on my website. But what I love is we actually spent a lot of time We recut all my infographics and they're available for you right there in the app on the start page. So go check out and why is that useful? Because when you go in and you buy that suit, you simply pull up the infographic on how a suit should fit and you quickly go through that checklist so that you get what you get what you need, you get what you pay for. Oh, or if you're trying to make a decision of, is this gonna look good on me? Is this a pattern that's classic? Well, guess what? In the app, I've got a whole list of about 25 patterns that you can look at so you can say, oh, well, that's a paisley pattern. Oh, that's a check pattern. That's a Glen check pattern. And you understand that, oh, this is good. I thought it may look a little bit too much, but Antonio says, this is classic style. So using that app is great. There are also some other ones out there. There's FitBay. They've got a great app. My friend, Aaron Marino, go download his app. His videos are amazing. I mean, if you have checked out some of my videos, I'm an educator. Aaron, man, he is an entertainer and an educator. He's a good friend. I run StyleCon with him, which is a men's conference out in Atlanta, which we invite you to check out and attend. I'll have it in the show notes over at Real Men Real Style /episode 4. But guys, his app is amazing and it's free as well. Why do we put out these free apps? We know that it's just a better way for us to be able to interact with our audience. And I think making it convenient for you to be able to have that information when you need it in a format that you're going to use, that is an action step that when you make it easy, all of a sudden, when you're traveling and you need to be able to pick up a shirt because you got an event that night, the app is right there. You don't have to worry about logging onto a computer. You don't have to worry about, hey, I didn't take one of Antonio's courses. I'm not sure. Dive into the app. It will be able to get you up to speed. So the next step I'm going to recommend is to get rid of clothing that you don't wear. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pull this actually from my personal image formula, which is, again, it's part of the personal image system. And I've got a decision chart, which I'll put into the show notes. And in this decision chart, here's how it goes. First, you ask yourself, have you worn the clothing in the past year? Either yes or no. If yes, you've worn it in the past year, then go ahead and put it back in your closet. But maybe consider taking it to the tailor. If you haven't worn it in the last year, ask yourself, why not? If you like it, but it doesn't fit very well, then take it to the tailor. But if the reason you haven't worn it is that you don't like it, you give it away. Now, you may be really hesitant at this point to give something away. It's like, man, I spent $200 on that jacket. I'm not going to give it away. I will wear it. It's been in my closet for 10 years, but I will find a time to wear it. Well, if that's the case, then put it in a box. Put it in the back of your closet, put a date on that box. And gents, when that 5-year mark hits or that 1-year mark hits and you realize, I felt no inclination to pull it out of the box and it was there the entire time, it's probably a good time to donate this to Goodwill, to the Salvation Army. Give it to somebody that it may fit better, that may like that style, because what happens when you clear out your closet? One, you're actually able to find things that you do wear and you make room for saying, I can start bringing in items that I'm going to wear, that I love, that are interchangeable. And that's really when you start creating this system in your house that you are able to wear the clothing that makes you feel great. So action step number 2 is to collect your own measurements. Now, I'm going to link over to the measurement guide. I've got this complete PDF you can download over at A Tailored Suit, which was my first business, a custom clothier. And yes, that is me in the photos you'll be able to check out. But you want to go through and you want to take all of your measurements. Why do you want to take your measurements? Well, I talked about this in an earlier episode, but there is no such thing as a man fitting into a medium shirt or a man wearing a large shirt or a 32-32 pair of trousers. Yes, you may think it fits you well or it fits you really good, but nothing truly fits you perfectly off the rack. And once you know your measurements, you're able to actually figure out when you go into a store and you see, like, I've got some brands. I just had a company send me some clothing. And one of the shirts they sent me is large. And it actually felt like it was a little bit tight in the, in the arm area. I guess this company makes really slim fitted clothing, almost too slim fitted in my opinion. When with another brand, I wear a medium and it fit great. So you can't go with the sizes. These are oftentimes tied to the company or to the brand's model, oftentimes to what type of customer they target. What you want to be able to do is when you have your measurements, when you have your own neck measurement, when you have your chest measurement, when you have your shoulder measurement, when you have your sleeve measurement, when you know what a jacket should fit like, all of a sudden you're able to go into a store, simply ask for a tape measure, because you don't even have to go into a changing room before you, and you measure things before you even take them into the changing room. Or if you're in a big hurry, you simply can measure things out and you're like, okay, I know that my chest is four, I like to wear a shirt that is has 42 inches in the chest. So you lay out the shirt, this shirt has 40 inches. Guess what, guys? You know, no matter the fact that even that says a large on it or a medium, you know that that's not gonna fit you. That's not gonna work. Where does this come in really handy? When you're shopping online. Because oftentimes you'll see, they may just have that, oh, that's a medium online. But if you actually can dive deeper, or if it's a smaller company and you can reach out to them, you can say, well, what is the chest measurement of your medium sized shirt? And if you get that information and you know, because you don't have to just measure yourself, you can actually measure some of your best fitted clothing as well, keep that information, and all of a sudden you're able to make better decisions when you're shopping online. What is this going to do? It's gonna save you money, guys. It's gonna save you time, because you're not gonna have to deal with as many returns. You're not gonna be spending money getting something. You know what I'm talking about. You get something delivered to you and you realize, darn it, this just came in from Hong Kong, or this just came in from another country and I don't wanna pay the customs to get it shipped back, or the company goes out of business, or it took me 3 months to try this on because I was traveling and I've already passed their return policy. I've had this happen with me with Amazon. So it doesn't even matter how good of their return policy is. Sometimes simply life gets in the way and we forget to try something on. And when we do try it on, it doesn't work. So again, making sure you can make the best decision at the point you're about to make the purchase, that is the key to having your measurements. The last action step I'm going to talk about, guys, is finding a service that cuts down and cuts through the clutter and makes your life easier. So there's a great company called Men's Style App, and I'm actually just working with them. I've worked with them before over a year ago. You can actually, in the show notes, I'll link over to their review, or a review I did for them probably about a year and a half ago, and I'm about to do another one. But these guys make your life easy by actually shipping you clothing that fits you, that looks great, and has been curated for your lifestyle. Now, here's the deal, is that sometimes these services are gonna cost more, or in some cases, there are very expensive ones that will cost a lot more than if you went out and you looked for a deal. So they're not for everybody, although there are less expensive services, and we can talk about that here in a second. But what I like about Men's Style Lab, they're out of Iowa, so they actually, I did my undergrad in Iowa, so I've just got a soft spot in my heart for companies out of Iowa. But I find their products are very well priced. There are some higher end ones like Trunk Club that are going to be about double the price of Men's Style Lab. But you know, and you can go try those. They're going to be lower end ones. Be careful there. Oftentimes, understand all of these are businesses and they need to make money. But if time is something you don't have, and you're willing to pay a little bit more because you've got someone who's actually putting your wardrobe together, these services are awesome. Again, these are action steps. Now, let's say you're really tight on funds. Well, in some of these, it's still gonna make a lot of sense. Amazon.com, have you ever seen their subscription services? For many things, it's simply your grooming routine. You can set that to actually get the same products at about the same price you're paying at Walmart or Target or any of these other stores. And you save the time and the mind. Basically, you're not having to think about it. So you're not gonna be using that old razor, you know, 10 times in a row. You know, you can go check out, there's many razors. I think Dollar Shave Club, you've probably seen before, but there are some other ones out there. When it comes to grooming products, Brickell Men's products, I'm a big fan. I really like, their stuff is good quality and I love it, but they've also got a whole subscription service. So I do think it is worth paying to actually get what you want delivered to your door so you don't have to think about it. And then when you need something, it's not an emergency. There's another one called Black Socks. Love what these guys have done. I mean, something as simple as black socks. But if you've got an important event to go to and you don't have a pair of black socks, Are you going to be, you're going to be kind of conscious of it. If you're wearing a pair of socks, which you're like, man, these things just don't work. I mean, the pair I have on, they've got a hole in the toes. In fact, the guy that founded the company talked about when he went to a Japanese tea house, how they actually had to take his shoes off. And he was embarrassed because he had his big toe sticking out of his socks because all of his socks had holes on them. He didn't have time to go out there and buy socks. So that's what I love about these services. They make it convenient. Sometimes they're really good on price. Spreza box, $25. Guys, I just got one of their boxes the other day. Easily, I could have spent $100 if I would have spent full retail for the necktie, the bow tie, the suspenders that all came with this. So you've really got to find one that works for you, but when you do, it's magic because it helps you change your habits. You can save money and you definitely save time. Guys, that's it for the action steps. I have a lot more, which I go into in the personal image system. So go check that out. Again, the show notes are over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode 4. Interested in learning more about how style can increase your earning power, help you command respect, and come off as more attractive? Gentlemen, I've got two options for you. First, go check out the personal image system. That's what this entire episode was based off of. It's got the science of style where it's action oriented. It's got an amazing community, live training, 100+ lessons with resource material, or go check out Real Men Real Style. Guys, I've got a free app over there. In that app, you're going to find infographics, thousands of free videos and articles. I've also got free eBooks at Real Men Real Style, free courses, and I've got a free consultation system. So you can enter a little bit of information about yourself and it spits out a personalized video for you. Gents, that's it. I'll see you in the next episode.